headlines. CTPD uploads government state restructuring deal with Exim Bank of India. ANDD urges mining investors and to prioritize Zambian suppliers and contractors. And in global news, Putin hosts talks with African leaders on security. Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government for securing a bilateral debt restructuring deal worth $335 million with the Export-Import Bank of India, as the agreement represents a critical step in rebuilding investor confidence and fostering economic stability. CTPD public finance researcher Robert Mwale says the agreement marks a pivotal advance in Zambia's journey towards restoring debt sustainability, encompassing $320 million owed by the central government and $15 million by ZESCO. Mr. Mwale notes that this development comes against the backdrop of Zambia's historic sovereign default in 2020, which prompted the country to pursue comprehensive debt restructuring under the G20 Common Framework. He has, however, indicated that while this agreement with the Exim Bank of India is commendable, CTPD notes with concern the protracted pace of the restructuring process, which has had adverse implications on Zambia's sovereign credit rating and macroeconomic stability. Mr. Mwale points out that the delays have also constrained fiscal planning, investor confidence and economic recovery effort, with timely resolution of the remaining debt, which is crucial to unlock further concessional financing and reduce debt service pressures. Mr. Mwale has since urged government to intensify diplomatic and financial engagements with private creditors and non-Paris Club lenders to expedite the conclusion of the remaining deals, as these prolonged negotiations continue to pose a risk to achieving full debt sustainability.
While this agreement with the Exim Bank of India is commendable, CTPD notes with concern the protracted pace of the restructuring process, which has had adverse implications on Zambia's sovereign credit rating and macroeconomic stability. The delays have also constrained fiscal planning, investor confidence, and economic recovery efforts. Timely resolutions of the remaining debt is crucial to unlock further concession of financing, reduce debt service pressures, and enable the government to allocate more resources towards social and economic development.
The Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, has urged mining investors in the country to prioritize Zambian suppliers and contractors to ensure equitable business opportunities. ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda says such inclusivity strengthens local enterprises and enhances their contribution to Zambia's gross domestic product GDP. Mr. Banda says it is imperative to empower small-scale miners with access to equipment and capital, thereby addressing critical barriers faced by local operators. He says the organization is encouraged by the steady progress in the mining sector and the increased copper production, which has already begun to positively impact the economy. Meanwhile, Mr. Banda says the recent withdrawal of $50 million donor support by the United States from the health sector, particularly affecting essential supplies such as ARVs and malaria treatment, is a source of concern for Zambia's development.
We are encouraged by the steady progress in the mining sector, especially the recent development at Konkola Copper Mine. Therefore, we wish to commend Vendata's commitment of $250 million towards settling KCM's legal debt and outstanding payments to suppliers, an important step towards restoring stability and investor confidence. We wish to state that the resumption of operations at KCM has significantly contributed to Zambia's 12% increase in copper production in 2024.
University of Zambia UNSA management has dismissed social media reports suggesting that students pay members of staff to get rooms at the higher learning institution. UNSA acting head communication and marketing Damaseke Chivale explains that the university base spaces are limited as the institution has a total of 4,150 base spaces against a student population of over 28,000. Mr. Chivale further states that the university has a meticulous process of room allocation through an independent committee. He explains that annually, the university has close to 1,200 free bed spaces resulting from graduating students and those that fail to continue with their studies that were allocated rooms. Mr. Chivale says after a thorough bed space audit, 60% is allocated to first-year students and 40% is given to retaining ones. He says that in addition, the university policy and regulations are that payments for accommodation are made through the bank to avoid the risks that come with handling cash. The Presidential Delivery Unit, PDU, is confident that once the construction of the Mongo Veterinary Laboratory is completed, the facility will improve disease surveillance, support animal health certification, and enhance veterinary diagnostic services. Speaking during an inspection of the Mongo Veterinary Laboratory, head of the PDU, Ms. Kusovile Kamwabi, says government aims to fast-track infrastructure to transform Zambia's livestock sector into a competitive export-driven industry. Ms. Kamwabi says that Mongo Veterinary Lab is a key enabler under the livestock component of the UPND administration economic transformation agenda of increasing beef exports and rural incomes. She is optimistic that the operationalization of the lab will position the province as a key player in regional livestock trade while supporting local farmers with improved access to veterinary services. Ms. Kamwambi says these efforts are directly tied to unlocking Zambia's estimated $7 billion potential in beef and livestock exports in the region. The Ndola City Council has engaged over 38,000 beneficiaries in the Cash for Work program since it started in September last year. Ndola City Council Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mushota says the beneficiaries are drawn from all the four constituencies in Ndola, which are Ndola Central, Chifubu, Mwana Mkubwa, and Kavushi. Ms. Mushota explains in a statement that the 38,746 beneficiaries have undertaken various work, including clearing of drainage, cutting grass, cleaning public places, and providing labor for public construction projects. She says the total length of the drainage cleared and stretches of grass cut is 24.5 kilometers, and the local authority has spent 23.6 million kwacha as payment to beneficiaries. Ms. Mishota has since urged residents to take the work seriously as the task earmarked aimed to make the communities cleaner and healthier. Phoenix FM main news, we take a break.
At Phoenix FM, your voice matters. We're always looking for ways to improve your listening experience. And now it's your turn to help shape the future of your favorite station. Take part in our quick listener and news surveys and tell us what you love, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can serve you better. Get the link. Just WhatsApp the word survey to 0978-895-895. That's survey to 0978-895-895. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback makes a big difference. Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
In global news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has hosted bilateral talks with leaders of the Palestinian Authority, Zimbabwe and Burkina Faso, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa and President of Burkina Faso Ibrahim Traore arrived in Moscow to take part in celebrations marking the 80th anniversary of the defeat of the Nazi Germany in World War II. Speaking at the meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Putin suggested to exchange opinions on what Russia could do additionally to help de-escalate tensions in the Middle East. The BBC reports on other global stories.
Ukraine's president has called on Russia to